there was a songwriter out there thinking about moving to Nashville, what kind of advice would you give them?
I would say, you know, listen to country radio and, I mean, like, listen to a song and write it out. Like, really look at it and dissect it for yourself, whatever that means. Without reading a book, you know, listen to it and...
Now you're talking about someone, a hit song.
Yeah, so like a hit song on the radio.
Right, it's one of your favorite songs. Just write it out and look at the words.
Right, write it out. Just look at how it lays out. If you got to... This is what I did at one point in my career, and just break it down in English stuff. Like if you have, like, I don't like the word romance. I wouldn't use that in a song. But when you think about third rate romance, low rent rendezvous, and you start realizing, okay, that's a bunch of R's. Okay. You don't even have to know that that's alliteration, but that works. There's a reason people like to say Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Well, and then you go, okay, well, cool, man. So what you're saying is, like, same consonant in succession is a good thing. Well, yeah. Well, then, Bronson, you have one tool, and you realize, whoa, I can use that in songs. And you go back and you say, okay, well, waking up is like such and such. And you start realizing, you see the word like a lot. Well, you don't have to know that that's a simile, a comparison, you know. You just have to know, I need to do that. I need to use like or as. And as you start to analyze songs, you start to realize the craft. I was going to say tricks of the trade, but there's a craft to it, you know. And then eventually down the road, you know, you want to evoke emotion, you know, with the stuff that you learn. But I think the best way is to listen to what's on the radio. I'm amazed that, you know, I teach seminars sometimes at the number of people who come to town and they want to write country music, but I go, well, what do you think of the new Sarah Evans record on the radio? They go, well, I don't listen to radio. You know, it'd be like wanting to be an actress or an actor in Los Angeles and you live in North Carolina. I mean, your chances aren't going to be very good if you don't, like, know who the producers are or know what's going on or really watch movies. And, you know, so I think listening to the radio is a very good thing.
So now we're in 2011 and you've had so much happen. So we could talk for days about all the things you have happening, but now you've become really actively involved in producing yourself in production. You have a company, right?
Yes, I do.
Tell me a little bit about that.
I started, you know, a few years ago, and I worked with Blake Wise. He has a deal on Broken Bow Records right now, and he's got some records coming out on the radio. Instrumental in the early part of his career, and we did a showcase for him over at Tin Roof, and he got a deal at Broken Bow Records. And I spent quite a bit of time around Mark Bright, who produces Carrie Underwood and Rascal Flatts, and some people of that nature. Mark and I went to college together, so I've just been here for a long time, and I've seen things, and I guess you could say I'm the old kid on the block now, Bronson.
Don't say that, because then you're going to make me sound old. I'm just getting started.
So it's easy for me to recognize talent because I've, not that I've seen it all, but I have seen it all. And, you know, you can tell when someone stands ahead above the crowd. And that's my Danny Wells Productions company. I'm looking for new talent all the time, you know, because the record companies need new talent and they need a new star. And when we go into the studio, we really dig deep for songs because that's the most important thing. And you know, kids have a lot of talent. It's amazing. You know, these days you see American Idol with kids just young, I mean, 5 years old and stuff. But so we dig for songs that fit artists and try to find something new. They're always looking for something new. And, my production assistant, Richard Donahue, and I, you know, he's got a company, Next Level Entertainment. We work together, and we're looking for the next star in Nashville, you know.
So what's your website that if someone wanted to find you online, where would they go?
They can look at my website, DannyWellsProductions.com.
DannyWellsProductions.com.
We've started a record company called Purple Cow Records, and that's with some partners of mine. Richard Donahue, Cindy Bell, and Eric Nelson, and it's an amazing time, you know, right now with all the social networking going on, and you know, partnering with major labels. So yeah, we're definitely looking for some amazing talent, and I think it's out there. I don't think it's all in Nashville. I think it's across America, and sometimes you feel it. I'll never forget one time I looked at a CMA show and Alan Jackson just looked into the camera and said, you know, if you know it's inside of you, I just want to tell you to keep doing what you're doing and realize that God's going to open up a door, you know, for you one day to make your dreams come true. And I never did forget that, you know, it just gave me some gasoline in my tank and I kept doing it. And that's kind of, you know, what I want to tell people, you know, the opportunities are there, you know, you just got to keep doing what you're doing, getting better at it and write a big old hit.
So have you been playing any, been picking any?
You know what? I enjoy playing out for Tin Pan South in Nashville. I'm on the board at Nashville Songwriters Association International. I'm very active in going to Washington, D.C. to meet with congressmen and senators regarding issues that affect our industry, you know, with regard to illegal downloading, piracy, and even, you know, when the Copyright Royalty Board made a judgment about 3 years ago on how much money would be paid on digital recording rates, because we never had that before. We always had analog CDs or cassettes or 8-track tapes, whatever, some medium like that. But now with MP3s, I mean, how much money is a record company supposed to pay for that? Well, those rates had to be decided, and, you know, I'm very proactive in that regard.
Are you playing Tin Pan South this year?
You know, it's the first year I haven't played it in, like, 10 years, but I took off this year to go enjoy my friends.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It is. It's amazing talent, you know.
So you mentioned that you were working as a record company, now as a label, and your production that you've been doing. Can you name a couple of the artists you've been working with?
You know what? There's this amazing duo. Their name's July Lee, and their cousins, the blonde and the brunette.
How do you spell that?
J-U-L-Y-L-E-E.
July Lee, okay.
And they're amazing singers, and they're so talented, and they have, you know, a different edge, kind of like a Shania Twain thing, you know, come back around, and they have dancers on stage. But we've signed them to our label, and I think we've got some major label interest in working together with us on that. As well, we've got a 15-year-old young girl from very close to Nashville. Her name is Bonner Black, and I think we're going to see some amazing things from her as well. You know.
So now you're in progress of cutting them, or you have product ready to come out, or you're looking for songs for them? Or?
We actually have finished a lot of the July Lee project. Bonner Black, we cut like 5 songs so far. So we're about to take her in front of some record labels here in the next 3 months. You know, we've been working on a live set where they're putting her with a band and getting her ready for that side of things. So,
so is there an expected time of release for people being able to purchase online or download any of that?
I wish I could say that right now. I'm not sure exactly when it's going to be out, but you can go to julylee.com and check them out. And we're in the process of working on the Bonner thing right now, the preliminary stages. It's going to be a fun time.
You are a busy man.
Yeah, these are good times, you know. We're looking for some more stars, though.
Well, I appreciate you doing this, and good luck to you, Dad.
Oh, thank you, Bronson. Good to see you, my friend.